We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back to Drive with Bob and Jeff. It's a Wednesday edition. It's hot outside. July wears you out. July has never been a big favorite month for me.
I'm looking forward to September.
Why? Cooler?
Yeah. I've discovered
isn't October the month that gets cooler? You can never depend on September.
Yeah, but the fall, I don't know if I like the fall. I liked last fall, but that was the first autumn I've enjoyed in many years. I'm just usually not a fall guy. You know, I don't like really college football.
Well, you got married in the fall.
I did.
You don't like college football. I don't even want to go there with you.
I may watch college football this year. I'm actually anticipating it. I don't know. There seem to be a lot of interesting teams out there. Maybe I'll see.
It's all the same every year.
Okay.
It's the same team.
I like Notre Dame. You know that. Maybe I'll watch every Notre Dame game.
When did you start liking Notre Dame?
I just kind of like Notre Dame. That's one of my teams.
I never knew that.
I enjoyed Jimmy Clausen. I liked Brady Quinn. I liked the Browns kid now that's not a Brown anymore.
What did you make of... And we'll get back to college football. We'll talk a lot
about
it.
We got a caller for Jive Talk.
We do?
Yes.
Hold on. I want to get to the Indians in a minute. Phil,
yeah,
you're on the show.
I get it.
I do want to talk about that one last night. Phil.
Yeah.
How are you, Phil?
I'm doing great. Hey, I wanted to comment about your discussion about Babe Dickerson, and you guys brought up Jesse Owens and Usain Bolt. Jesse Owens, when he ran on cinders and had to use a trowel to dig a little gully for him to push off on. And it's been estimated that with the difference between running on cinders and the energy that it uses up versus a modern track, you know, with blocks, that he would have been within one stride of Usain Bolt.
Well, we'll never know. We'll never know for sure, but certainly Jesse Owens would be regarded as one of the great, in my estimation, top five athletes to ever live.
Yeah, there's an excellent YouTube video on our athletes getting faster, better, stronger that covers this same sort of issue. And it takes a look at, like, swimmers and distance runners.
I wouldn't rather watch soccer, Phil.
Well, no, not soccer.
Could be interesting.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We could have this debate on the greatest. We'll do that. Top 10 athletes. Just throw it open.
All right. Can't wait.
After power ballads.
I think we've done that, but...
No, we haven't done just top 10 all-time athletes.
I think maybe Matt and I did that or something. Do you remember that, Tom?
You and Matt haven't been around like I have.
Oh, please. So what was Jesse Owens like when you saw him?
Well, I've read about him. I know his
story. Right, we've all read about him. I'm not stupid. I mean, I get who was a good athlete
before
I was born. My father
saw Jesse Owens.
Oh, that's pretty cool for him. I don't know. Did he see him?
He certainly was around. I think they tell. Did they? What happened in 1936?
I don't think we had televisions.
Are you sure?
Not in not in everyday houses. I doubt your father.
What did we have
TV.
In 36?
You had telegrams and the
you
radio.
You sat around the radio.
You think that was fun?
It was for those people.
I know, but
imagine the magic. Think about this.
Of imagination?
Getting something broadcast into your home via the radio, imagine what that must have been like.
Well, we still have that.
It just had to be incredible to people, right? And then for pictures to come through a television?
Yeah, it's amazing the progress.
No, it's not amazing to you because you it's been around ever since you were born.
Yeah, but I'm talking about just progress that humans have made.
One of the reasons I like where I came from, now you do have the internet, that certainly came alive during, what, when you were around 20 or so?
No, I was on the internet in the early 90s.
Really?
Yeah, like Prodigy, are you kidding me? Loved Prodigy. It was a very primitive, obviously, form of being quote-unquote online, but certainly was...
That's that long ago?
A precursor to all what we have now, certainly, yes.
But your first 10 years of life, you didn't have it, did you?
No.
And man, cell phones?
But I remember the...
What's the next technological advance that's just going to floor us?
I think it's just...
What could it possibly be?
I think it's just advancements of what we have already. Maybe.
So better, we're done advancing, we're just going to refine what we already have.
No, but better cars, better buildings, better ways to stream music, I don't know. Just better ways to, instead of credit cards, maybe we got a chip in our brains. So we just have to...
A chip in the brain?
Like, maybe we just have to turn our head.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever... Oh, no wonder Ryan...
There's your pound of strawberries. Just turn your head.
No
you
wonder Ryan calls this show a lot to complain about you.
Well, Ryan needs to relax. That was his,
he was mad today. That was fun.
He was angry.
He was...
Over Babe Diedrichsen.
Normally, Ryan is kind of... pushing the buttons and having a good time with it. That was fun today.
He was personally attacking.
Didn't
today.
You like that?
I could have done with or without it. Take it or leave it.
I thought
I appreciated the enthusiasm, but I'm not coming off the opinion.
Wonder why Ryan's in Oklahoma.
Serena is the best.
And listening on the I wonder why he's in
Radio.
Oklahoma.
Radio.com app. That's a good question.
I think I need to know that. So
Ryan, tweet at me.
Last night I'm watching the Cardinals, and I'm paying attention as they roll the scores across the bottom of the screen, and I see that as I'm prone to do, I watch what Cleveland does because I know you live and die with them. And
not really. This year, I mean,
you get a great start from Trevor Bauer, and then you're up 4-0. Is it okay if I laugh?
Whatever. It happens to every team once a year.
Yeah,
so.
But this team's just not catching fire.
So it doesn't
matter. I
mean,
they're okay.
They're going to be in the
playoffs.
They're
going to be in the playoffs. They're going to
get
wiped out.
We'll take our chances.
So you pull Bauer and you go to Cody Allen, who's not been great. And he gives up 6 runs.
He was awful. I didn't even watch because we got out of the movie. It was 4-0 in the 8th. So I was like, I will win. And we didn't.
Here's Bauer. He's thrown 111 pitches, and of course you want to remove him. You
but
feel
I doubt
good
he
about,
wanted to be removed.
Probably not, but you feel good about a 4-0 lead. Then you go to your closer. And here are the Reds who have played remarkable baseball for a long time. Remember how bad they were at the start?
Yes, they've played
they
much
were
better
just
under
terrible.
Jim Riggleman.
They were just awful. And now they're up. They're only 10 games below .500. Joey Votto got the bases clearing double.
Off the wrong reliever. No, I don't want to walk somebody with the bases loaded.
You knew he was going to do that.
No, because we had the wrong reliever in. We meant to bring in Perez, but they sent out Otero.
Because Francona, the miscommunication. Get me OP, and they ended up getting who?
OT.
Can we just call them by their names
next time? That would be nice. I doubt they even call Otero OT, so I don't know where that's even coming from. And obviously, Carl Willis, we're going to the left-hander there, you moron, against Joey Votto.
What a travesty of events.
So even if he did say...
I wish you'd been watching.
Or whoever it was down there, Scott Atchison, the bullpen coach, who knows who messed it up, but it was pathetic.
And of course,
I didn't think
Votto,
I needed to watch.
As you knew he would, clears
well, yeah,
the
against
bases.
The worst pitcher in the world against left-handers.
It wouldn't have mattered who you brought in.
Yeah, Perez
I've seen Joey Votto play too many times. There was no way you were going to get him out.
Perez would have.
No, he wouldn't have.
Sure, he would have.
Joey Votto is an amazing hitter, and especially when he's got guys out on base. It's just remarkable to watch him. Here's Joel. Joel, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just trying to stay cool out here.
It's not easy. It's impossible to stay cool out there.
I'm in my car right now, and it's hot. But so you're saying Jeff got the business earlier today. I'm sorry, I missed that.
Well, you know Ryan, who wants us to rock out, and he really, really lame-basted Jeff today.
Wow, I'm sorry I missed it. I'll have to check that out later.
You want to have a shot at it now, Joel? You can take your run if you want to.
No, I'm good, man. I'm above that. You know,
Joel's one of the friendliest guys we have calling the show. How do you feel about your first-round matchup coming up tomorrow against Jeremy Barber?
I'm excited. I don't know anything about Jeremy, but he's in trouble. To take a line from Charles Barkley, I don't know anything about Angola, but Angola's in trouble.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, Joel.
Thanks, guys. But I just wanted to see if you guys remembered or have talked about the new season of Last Chance U that they did for Independence starts in on the 20th in 10 days.
Yeah, I've definitely got to watch that. I watched the first two seasons.
I saw a promo about it.
Sounds like this coach is going to be the star of this show. He's I don't know, loose cannon to some degree, but he's certainly not afraid to speak his mind.
Definitely looking forward to it. So you guys have a good one. We'll catch you tomorrow.
All right, Joel. Thanks for the call. And here's Jeremy now calling, and back-to-back calls between combatants.
See, this is what we want.
Tomorrow. Jeremy, did you hear Joel kind of call you out?
I did. And just Joel, just know I'm not Angola, all right? Argentina, we're going to win it all. It's over.
I like that confidence, Jeremy. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Just wanted to call in. I heard him talk about
I thought that was a little bit uncalled for from Joel, but listen, this is what happens in the World Series of Face-Off. Relationship sour.
I agree. Hey, all I can say is as long as I go farther than my brother Dan, I'm happy. Even if I don't win it all, if I can make it farther in the World Series than him, I'm yo.
Are you guys in the same bracket, I think, maybe, or at least the same side? Where is Dan?
No, they wouldn't meet until the quarterfinals.
Yeah, he don't want none of this anyway.
No, he's frightened of you, Jeremy. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
There's some fake confidence from Jeremy.
I like it. That's what we're looking for.
Zach, you're on the drive. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Why didn't you try to qualify for the World Series?
He did.
Oh, yeah, that was a disaster. What's up, Zach?
Whoa, that was last year.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
It was a disaster whenever it was.
Yeah, it was. Since Jeff wants to take shots at me, I got one for him. Bob, would you say that Joey Votto is a clutch hitter?
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
There's no question about it. Thank you.
Oh, that is.
And I heard this discussed.
That is so disgusting.
I heard this discussed on the way over today. Was listening to the Royals, and they were talking about Ryan Lefever was talking about the Royals had the bases loaded in an inning, and Mondesi struck out, Butera struck out, and the next guy flied out. And he talked about a conversation he had with Kevin Seitzer about. What's the difference in a guy that comes to the plate in that situation and succeeds?
None.
And the guy that comes to the plate in that situation and doesn't? And he said, well, it's about confidence. If you come to the plate in a situation and you feel like the pressure's on you, you're not going to succeed. But if you come to the plate in that situation, bases loaded, no outs, and you rightly feel that the pressure's on the pitcher, you got a heck of a much better shot. And that was from Kevin Seitzer, as told by Ryan Lefever. And I will go with Kevin Seitzer.
Well, you can go with
1,000 times out of 1,000 over Jeff Lutz.
Good for you.
Joey Votto, you knew it. This is why I wish you'd been watching the game last night. I've seen Votto. He gets two strikes on him, and he chokes up, and he's just got that air of you're not going to get
him out.
You know
what? He's a good hitter.
You're not going to get him out.
Okay, name a bad hitter who's not good in the clutch. Again.
Find out what look up his numbers. Find out what he hits with runners in scoring position.
He's 336 with runners in scoring position. He's a 312 hitter all time. Of course, the bats in scoring position are 4,000 fewer than his total at bats.
Exactly.
And a much smaller
My point exactly.
Size.
336 to 312.
But he's a great hitter. Of course he's going to hit well with guys on base.
He's going to hit better with guys on base.
He's going to hit negligibly better.
That's just the way it is.
Or negligibly worse. That's how this works.
That's just the way it is. You don't Joey Votto, you knew it. I wish you'd been watching the game last night, because I would know it as a Cardinals fan. In that situation, I don't care who we have on the mound. Votto's going to get a hit.
There's no one on earth who's ever become a 300 hitter by hitting 400 with the bases empty.
It wouldn't matter if we had
200.
Bruce Sutter,
Let me say what I'm saying.
Mariano Rivera.
There's no one on earth who's become a 300 hitter by hitting 400 with the bases empty and 200 with runners in scoring position.
You're completely wrong. We've had this discussion a million times.
I'm not wrong.
Anybody who knows the game.
There's no such thing as clutch.
That Joey Votto, in that situation, was going to get a hit.
Except the 6.7 times out of 10 that he doesn't.
I told my wife last night, okay, it flashes down there. I can see that the runners are on, and I don't know I think there were two outs. Runners on, two outs. And I told her, there's no doubt here that Votto's going to get a hit. And he sure as heck did. A double that cleared the bases. That's how good he is.
And he's a good hitter.
The sooner you start to recognize these kinds of things, the less frustrated you'll be by it.
With all runners on base, Joey Votto gets on base 43 times out of 100. With runners in scoring position, he gets on base 44 times out of 100. That's six times a year better. And that's
he's a clutch
once a month
hitter.
And that's once a month, and that's negligible.
He's
that means nothing.
Hitter, and there is
a good hitter
of being a clutch hitter.
There is not. He's a
there
good
is.
Hitter.
We're not going to argue this anymore. Watch this vote right here. This is all I have. I only have Tom Thurber, our engineer.
Yeah, but they're making
and Max Power,
they're making
our
up
producer.
Non-facts.
Tommy, as much as you followed the game, now. You'll just nod or whatever you do.
Tommy, I know what you're going to say, but it's
do
just
the
truth.
Do you believe that there are clutch hitters? Max, yes.
Name a
Tommy,
clutch.
Tommy and Max say yes. Yeah, the clutch hitters tend to be good hitters.
Right. That's why they're clutch hitters.
But they even ramp it up.
No, they don't.
In situations.
No, they don't.
Votto ramped it up.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
I love it. And I hope the Indians lose every
game.
He's
got a 430 on base percentage, and it's 440 in with runners in scoring position. He's no different. There's zero difference.
You're crazy.
Then you'd be able to name a whole bunch of clutch hitters who aren't good hitters.
You know, the Cardinals' best clutch hitter is Yadier Molina, and has been for a significant amount of time. He's the guy that's going to give the best at bat in a situation where you need him to. Does he do it all the time? No. But I'd much rather see Molina come to the plate in a situation like that than any other Cardinal. Although this year, Jose Martinez has been pretty good in those spots. Marcell Ozuna, I don't want to see him.
That's fine.
Don't want to see him.
Doesn't mean
Matt
anything.
Matt Carpenter's not bad. But Yadier's the guy. Here's John. John, you're on the drive. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. The thing is, we're human beings. We have a thing called nerves. Nerves matter a lot. So,
quantify them then.
No, you can't. You don't quantify them. Not everything can be quantified, right, John? But we know
right.
we know they play a part.
They play a part.
Thank you. Just like I could send you to the free throw line in a tie game with 1 second left. I know you're going to miss that free throw.
No, I'm not.
I know you're going to miss it. Me, on the other hand, I'll drain it.
Yadier Molina, 406 career slugging, 408 with runners in scoring.
Like I said, better.
Same exact hitter. They're all the same. It's the same.
Again, I'm right.
You're not right. They're the same. There's not even numbers that back this up. If you're a good hitter, you can hit.
Is Yadier Molina's been an okay hitter. But when you put him up in a clutch situation, okay, then he's the most likely to deliver amongst the Cardinals. That's
fine.
What I'm saying.
Because he's a good hitter.
Because I watch him every night and I know this stuff.
Because he knows how to handle the bat. He
right.
puts the ball in play.
Right.
But he can do that in any situation.
No, he's not nearly as good in other situations.
If you ask Yadier Molina, just go hit a single or hit a fly ball with a runner on third, he'll be able to do that most of the time.
Big time clutch hitter. Back in a moment, our next matchup in the first round of the World Series of Faceoff, Jordan Bodick and Steve Stofregen. That's next on The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.